AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and equip you to have a normal Christian life and a normal church life, so that the Lord would be able to use you as one who could turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with today's broadcast, we will begin a series of fellowship on the matter of the crucial need to develop a first-hand direct relationship with the Lord. The Bible is really a wonderful book, and we know that it is a book of life, not only dispensing life to us, but showing us and leading us to the experiences of life. The Old Testament is a book of types, pictures, and shadows, pointing to the reality in the New Testament. And in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11, it says, "Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our admonition, unto whom the ends of the ages have come." So this verse shows us that the things in the Old Testament, especially the things related to the history of the children of Israel, although they actually really happened, those people really lived through these experiences, but the things that happened to them, they happened as an example for us in the New Testament age, and they were written for our admonition, for our learning, and even for our warning. Unto whom the ends of the ages have come. Brothers and sisters, we are those who have the privilege to be living at the end of the age. And we could be those who could turn this age to bring in the kingdom. Surely we must learn from the Old Testament examples. The history of Israel begins with Abraham. And the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with Joseph shows us the complete picture of a seeker of the Lord, of a believer, from the time of our being chosen until the time of our maturity in life. And alongside the story of Abraham particularly, there is another story, the story of Lot, his nephew, who was brought passively into God's way by his uncle Abraham. And we can learn a lot by looking into the details of this story. There is a lot for us to apply today to the New Testament believers, especially those who have been brought passively into God's way by others. And for many of us, this is the case as we are second generation or third generation believers. That is, that we were not the first ones in our families to become saved. Our parents or our grandparents or aunts and uncles, someone in our family, they were the first ones saved, and we were brought maybe at a very young age to come into the things of the Lord, to come to the church. For those of us in this category, there's a lot for us to learn from the story of Lot. We might be those who were brought passively into God's way by others, and just the same as Lot, never have taken initiative in following the Lord, in pursuing the Lord. This was Lot's case. He was brought passively into God's way, and he was alongside his uncle Abraham. Abraham was the one who was receiving the Lord's appearing. Abraham saw the God of glory, and this motivated him to follow the Lord and even to bring his family out of Ur of the Chaldees all the way to the good land. Yet along the way, although Lot followed Abraham, you could say Lot was a kind of tag along in this story. It never mentions once in the scriptures that Lot had a direct fellowship, a direct appearing from the Lord himself. It seems as if Lot never took initiative in the things of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, there's a great lesson for us to learn here. On one hand, it is a blessing to have been brought to God's way, no matter how you got here. Many of us were brought to God's way by our parents, or by our grandparents, or by some others whom the Lord had gained first. And it's a real mercy that we were brought into God's way. We should appreciate this. We should appreciate the legacy that we have. On the other hand, sooner or later, we have to be those who take some initiative in seeking the Lord. It says in Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him. For he who comes forward to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Brothers and sisters, it pleases the Lord when we come forward. It pleases the Lord when we seek him, even when we diligently seek him. I hope that we would have the heart to respond to this word and say, "Lord, make me your seeker. Lord, cause me to come forward to you." I would like to read to you a couple of portions from the Life Study of Genesis, Message 52. This reads, "God is fair and is no respecter of persons. God did not appear to Lot or reveal himself to Lot because Lot was passive, not actively seeking God, and was living in a wicked city. He did not follow God in a direct way, but in an indirect way, and did not walk in the way of God. Unlike Abraham, Lot had no direct relationship with God. God does not respect persons, but he does respect behavior, respecting whether or not we are active or passive in seeking him. If you seek him, he will appear to you. But if you do not seek him, he will not waste his time. That God did not appear to Lot was not God's fault. It was Lot's. God wants to appear to you. But are you seeking him and walking in his way? Do you have a heart to seek God positively and actively and walk in the way of God? If you do, God will not fail you. He will certainly appear to you." A little later in this same message, it reads, "I am somewhat concerned for the young people among us. Many of them are in the church life because someone brought them here. They did not take the initiative to come into the church life. As I look back upon the past 50 years, I can testify that those who showed initiative in taking the way of the church are still strong today. However, those who took no initiative, but who were passively brought into the way of the church, have gradually fallen away. I can give you 100 names of those who were intimate with me who have fallen away. I can give you 100 names of those who were intimate with me and who were helped by my ministry who gradually fell away because they did not have a strong start by actively taking the initiative to follow the Lord. Lot should have said to Abraham, 'Uncle Abraham, whether or not you take God's way, I will take it. Even though I am younger than you, I would be the leader in following God and would ask you to follow me.' To say this is not to be proud. It is to be active." Saints, what we're saying here is not that we have to exercise self-effort in following the Lord. There is the side that the Lord is really the initiator in everything within us for him. It is God who operates in you, both the willing and the working for his good pleasure. So definitely we depend on the Lord's work within us. On the other hand, we do have verses like 2 Chronicles 15, verse 2, that say, Jehovah is with you while you are with him. If you pursue him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. It really is so. The Lord does not respect persons, but he respects behavior. Especially, he respects that we would take initiative in following him. The Lord does tell us in the Gospels, ask, to seek, and to knock. We have to be those who eventually take some initiative in following him. In James 4:8, it says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. In Malachi 3:7, it says, this is the Lord speaking to his people, return to me, and I will return to you. Oh, brothers and sisters, I hope that this word and these verses would draw a response from within us. Lord, I want to seek you. Lord, I want to draw near to you. I draw near to you, you draw near to me. I return to you, you return to me. I hope that we would pray this prayer that we find in the Song of Songs 1:4. Draw me, we will run after you. Oh, that's a good prayer to pray first thing in the morning. Lord, draw me today. I'd like to fellowship in closing these two practical points that we could practice every day to become those that take initiative before the Lord. In Lamentations 3, verse 57, it says, you drew near in the day that I called upon you. You drew near in the day that I called upon you. How can we take initiative in pursuing the Lord and in taking the Lord's way? Well, according to this verse, the one very simple way is to be those who call upon the Lord. When we call on him, we draw near to him. When we draw near to him, he draws near to us. Saints, we need to call on the Lord's name. We need to call upon him and take the initiative to call. Another point is found in Psalm 5:3. O Jehovah, in the morning you will hear my voice. In the morning you will hear my voice. I hope, saints, that upon our awaking in the morning, the Lord would hear our voice. We could call on him. We could ask him to draw us, that he would the whole day long keep us coming to him. So I'd just like to leave these two points with you, that we would call on him and that in the morning he would hear our voice. We have much more to fellowship in this line, but I feel that that's good enough for this time. O Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord, cause us to draw near to you every day. Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For AgeTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.